content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time here on the show, Friday. Feel good or not? You feel good about yourself? If you don't, the Power Mall can help you. Power Mall is now open, by the way, 877-817-9829. You need to order one of these. Like I said, when they run out, they're out. We have them in stock, all right? This is acupuncture. You could be the master of acupuncture, master of acupressure. Comes complete with the book. I told you this already. You can get them from the Power Mall right now. 20% off. You want to maintain health? That's one good way. You know, here's the other thing about health. And we've had Dr. Mark Richards on this show before. Nobody wants you healthy. Certainly Big Pharma doesn't. They all want to throw money at the symptoms and not the cause. And then on top of that, they want to give you jabs that don't work. In fact, they do more harm than good. So, you know, what can I say? Brady in Vegas, you have something to add before we go to our guest?
Oh, I got like a little addition to the magic Mormon underwear. You were talking about lights. I'm thinking we should light them up with some solar power on magic, you know, magic Mormon with the solar power. Also, maybe you can equip them with your acupuncture machine with the frequency infused.
Okay. Thanks for that feel good Friday moment, Brady. We appreciate that. Okay. You know, it is Feel Good Friday to some of you, and you've come up with some creative ideas. Like I said, I just can't wait to I got the picture in my inbox yesterday of Mitt and Ann Romney wearing the full dress. You know, they're not supposed to show all that, but I know people can't help themselves. I get it. Back to the topic at hand here. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. The COVID-19 mRNA vaccines I was talking about. They have now been shown, according to research, to reduce the bacteria belonging to a specific genus, common beneficial gut bacteria. It's linked to reduced gut biodiversity. This is a problem. And see, this is part of the fact that nobody wants you healthy. Not only do we have this depopulation method going on, it's affecting a lot of different things, a lot of different aspects of our lives, even veterans are being affected by this, military personnel, especially men who see active combat, experiencing a range of physical and psychological factors. It's called PTSD. Dr. Mark Richards, welcome back to the Power Hour, sir.
Dave, nice to hear your voice this morning.
Man, I'm telling you, well, I just, you know, we get so excited. My wife and I have been passing this book back and forth. I'm holding the book up, and Nobody Wants You Healthy by Dr. Mark Richards. The last time we had you on here, Dr. Mark, we were talking about testosterone and that you were putting together a list of the clinics. We've done our own research on this end, and we find there are certain clinics out there that are promoting testosterone injections or testosterone treatments. And I'm wondering, you know, there's a certain percentage that you have discovered that are doing the kind of treatment that you prescribe. And then there are some out there that look like shot in the dark. I'm not sure. Is there some sort of a standard that if somebody wants to get testosterone treatments, is there some sort of standard we should be looking at, what we should expect out of a treatment?
I can give people some guidance in that, but honestly, I'm trying my best. Right now, I'm in the process of trying to work with a group of investors to establish scientifically based testosterone restoration clinics in the country, building centers of excellence, basically. The problem with a lot of the clinics is that they're being run by business people, just like pharma is being run by business people. So really the return on investment or the bottom line is the goal, and not necessarily staying true to the best, most truthful science we can find and helping people the best, because sometimes those two things are not the same. Even though you think that by delivering the best service, you would actually, you know, do better financially. So, you know, as I say in my book, and listeners can go to nobodywantsyouhealthy.com and read about the book and see some of the interviews I've done. But chronic disease growth from 1965 to today is phenomenal. In 1965, less than 25% of the population had at least one chronic disease. Today, over 60% do. In 1965, only less than 10% of people were obese. Today, over 50%. And diabetes was about 1% in 1965 of the population. Now it's about 10%. And I directly attribute this to the endocrine disrupting chemicals in our environment, particularly plastics, that started being developed in 65 and by 70 had sort of become the standard. So you mentioned veterans, and you know, this is the general population I was talking about there, but if you start looking at veterans, military personnel, especially men who see combat, they experience a range of physical and psychological factors that put them at increased risk for developing low testosterone and the lifelong physical and emotional problems that causes. And we're just not recognizing it in the VA system.
Wow. It's fascinating. Why not?
Yeah. Well, the reason why not is that every international study of the last 40 years defines 300 nanograms per deciliter for men as a severe deficiency, that or below, and that 450 is the level of a moderate deficiency. The American Clinics of Cardiology noted that men below 550 had 30% more heart attacks than those above 550. But the VA Medical Center standards quote a normal range for males between 170 and 780. Now, remember, I said 450 is a moderate deficiency, and they're using 170 to 780 because they don't realize that the range that they're looking at is the average of the veterans they test. That's what it is. It's only the average of the veterans they test. It's nowhere near close to the healthy range for men.
And so Mark, Dr. Mark, 40% decrease in testosterone levels. Where did they come up? I mean, were there studies done to show that?
Yeah, there was a
military personnel
of
40. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a Danish study done showing that military field training was linked to over a 40% decrease in testosterone levels. Now, those things, you know, why? You ask why. And you know, I don't know that we have the direct answer. Certainly, it's a stressful environment, but you have additional factors. You have lack of sleep that really ruins your hormone cycles. You have head injuries from shock waves or blunt trauma, and you have a lot of endocrine-disrupting chemicals from the explosives and the burn pits that far exceed any endocrine-disrupting chemicals that you and I as normal civilians are exposed to. So this really highlights the dire need of our veterans to get better care. I mean, when your testosterone's low, you know, what happens? You get low energy, you have fatigue, you have brain fog, you're more predisposed to obesity or diabetes, you become anxious, you become depressed, you get cardiovascular diseases, you get muscle and tendon pains. And when this happens, particularly in our military veterans who are the he-men, you know, defending society, they start feeling like a liability and not an asset. And this, in part, explains the high suicide rate among our veterans. It's just, it's really tremendously sad that the healthcare system designed to take care of them is not recognizing the simple mistake they're making when they're looking at testosterone levels. Most of the men in the VA that system, I mean the veterans, that get testosterone treatment, and basically the only one that I think is legitimate for a physiologic replacement is pellets, testosterone pellets. But the only people that are getting it, for the most part, are those who go outside the VA system and pay out of pocket for a treatment that really the VA should be providing to them, because it would be a huge cost saving for the VA. It would reduce chronic diseases their veterans experience by probably over 50%, and the patient satisfaction would be much better. So there's a lot of things they can do, and that's one of my goals over the next several years, is to reach out through people in Congress and in the VA system and try to explain to them, but by providing better care, by restoring these testosterone levels, we can reduce veteran suicide, we can reduce veteran diseases, we can reintegrate these veterans that have become unproductive and sad, and we can make them part of society where they can be leaders again.
Okay. With that thought, I've got two other things I want to interject. One, based on the current outcomes of what Big Pharma has done to murder a bunch of people, inject them with drugs that obviously have no benefit. In fact, they're harming them. What makes you think that they really give a damn about our veterans? That, I mean, they're just another statistic. Here's the other thing. When I served in the military during Vietnam, I did my basic at Fort Ord, California, which later was closed due to chemical contamination.
What a shocker.
I got to look at this stuff and go, you know, you want to talk about intense military field training. Being screamed at in basic training by a drill sergeant and being called names and told that, you know, I mean, I'm not even going to get into the stuff that we got called during basic training. I mean, but that's where it starts, and they get in your head. And that's part of it. I mean, we're talking about military field training in of itself causing the stress. The stress is causing the decrease in testosterone levels. It's like, hey, but you raised your hand. You took an oath to the Constitution. You made yourself U.S. government property. I think every veteran out there listening to me right now knows that and understands it. But then, you know, when you put these additional risk factors that you just talked about and you couple that with the stress of just even starting out in basic training, I mean, isn't that where all of this begins?
Yes, yes, it does. But that's not necessarily a bad thing for the short term. Because at some point, you need to have a cohesive military unit. And sometimes, you know, when group psychological studies, you have to sort of break them down to build them up together so they become not individuals but a functioning group. The issue is the other things are exposed to after the basic training, the endocrine disrupting chemicals, the head traumas, that sort of thing. Those provide lifelong issues that keep them from producing adequate testosterone. It's a poisoning of their system. And so, yeah, basic training absolutely does reduce your testosterone levels. But once you function as a group and you're out in combat, the other things that give you the lifelong issues. And that's why I think the VA system needs to be educated. I think what you said earlier, yeah, I don't think pharma really gives a damn about health of you, me, or the population in general. That's my personal opinion. And I think their actions have lent a lot of credence to what I would just said. But I do think the VA system cares about it. They just are not, they're run by people that don't have the knowledge necessary to take proper care of the veterans. And that's the sad part. And that's what I'm hoping to change as we go into November and really Veterans Month, is to open their eyes to the fact, hey, you have a treatable problem here. You could reduce diseases by 50%. You could make people much happier. You could reduce veteran suicide dramatically. And there's a treatment for that. And the problem is you're looking at numbers that are incorrect. You don't understand that your VA standard numbers for testosterone range goes well below severe deficiency. So this is not a normal range. They just don't know. And they, you know, they try things like creams or gels that only work about 1 out of 5 times that you apply it. And then they look at injections, which have their own problems because it spikes you very high and then drops you low and causes estrogen surges, which makes people irritable and aggressive, because estrogen is what's responsible for aggression. They really need to understand the simplest, most cost-effective way to treat these veterans is to put testosterone pellets on them when they have a testosterone deficiency, which is the vast majority of veterans now. So, you know, they need to be educated. So I think the VA is not there not caring about their veterans. I just think they are very unknowledgeable about this whole topic. And it's really the key to cost savings in the VA system and improved results, as well as improved veteran patient satisfaction.
Well, it's like, you know, if they're throwing good money after bad, and half of the stuff that they're doing at this point, now they're starting to send people over to the Middle East and Ukraine and God knows where else. Eric in Missouri, you have something to contribute to our conversation about testosterone. You're on the phone with Dr. Mark.
Yes. Doctor, a naturopath, I think, came on and said something about that instead of giving testosterone or, you know, supplements for hormones to try to find out the cause of why your body isn't producing it. I don't know if that's, I mean, that's kind of what her angle was. Is that maybe a better way, or is it not possible as you age? And also, is there, let's say you're 91, is that too old to start this pellet therapy?
All right, great questions. So I was just at a conference, Trinity Health Freedom Conference in Chicago, about 2 weekends ago, and there were a lot of naturopaths, PhD biochemists, constitutional lawyers. It was a really fascinating group. And if we could reverse the testosterone production problem naturally, that would be great, but we can't. And the vast majority of cases, we can't. Because, for example, let's say you're a veteran and you end up in military hospital because you've had body parts blown asunder, and you're on intravenous morphine around the clock with these open wounds, and as they're reconstructing you. There's a significant percentage of those people who will never have normal testosterone again. Within 2 hours of giving a strong narcotic, your testosterone level is 80% lower. So if you have it chronically given, a significant number of people will never have satisfactory testosterone levels again. If you're trying to avoid endocrine-disrupting chemicals, good luck. You can lessen the amount you take, but it's in the air, it's in your water, it's in your food, and you keep ingesting them. You absorb it through your lungs, you absorb it through your skin, and you absorb it through your GI tract. So the idea of just telling, you know, getting people to do things that would allow them to make a normal level is sadly, you know, very difficult, and if not impossible for almost everybody. And that's why at this point we have a few things we have to do. We have as a globe, which good luck with that, but as a global initiative, we really need to reduce or get rid of endocrine disrupting chemicals like phthalates that they put in plastics and PFAS and all those things. We need to just get rid of them and find substitutes that don't interfere with the endocrine system. And the second thing we need to do is that while we're spending 100 or 200 years doing that, we need to check people's testosterone level, you know, compare it against what was normal in 1960, and then supplement them with, you know, long-acting physiologic pellets that give months and months of steady state availability in order to replace what's missing. It's sort of like taking thyroid medicine. Once your thyroid stops working, it's not like you can just kickstart it and make it work again. It just doesn't. You have to take thyroid medicine for the rest of your life. As far as your second question, there is no age limit on testosterone therapy. I can tell you I have a 99-year-old woman on testosterone therapy, and when it wears out and she forgets to come in, within 2 months, she's going to the emergency room with, you know, migraines, loss of balance, inability to sleep, depression, joint pain, all these things. And when she gets her pellets within a week or two, she's right back to being living independently, feeling great, writing letters, you know, writing stories, all sorts of things. So there is no age limit. You know, you can't get them when you're dead, but that's about it as far as I'm concerned.
We appreciate your call, Eric. Well, that's huge. That's huge, Dr. Mark. Now, the thing is, don't mean to cut you off there, Eric, but the thing, when we first had you on, Dr. Mark, and we were pushing this book like crazy, and folks, if you have not gotten Nobody Wants You Healthy by Dr. Mark Richards, this is one book you need to invest in. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and there's places that you can write down and take notes. But, I mean, we're talking about a 163-page book with appendices, and you need to understand that you will be more scientifically charged after reading this book and understand how it works if you just get the book, first off. You can get it on Amazon. It's there because we don't carry it at the Power Mall, but I do advocate getting the book. When I got a copy of it, I started thumbing through this and I go, man, I think this guy's onto something. The thing is that, you know, when we first had you on, Dr. Mark, we were talking about having a pellet injected in the men's love handle and the women's buttocks. And I'm thinking, my God, if this thing is the size of a Tic Tac, the needle that goes in, I think this is scaring a lot of people, just the thought about it. And I'm thinking, well, maybe this is in one of these like gelatin kind of capsules that passes through a smaller needle, exactly TikTok size. I mean, you'd have to have a big needle to put that in. That may scare a lot of people away from treatment. I think we needed to clarify that. We didn't do that the last time because I'm sitting there reading a book going, Boy, I don't know. Do I want to get that? I'm going to be screaming bloody murder and punching the doctor out if he's giving me a needle like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be off the table out of that office in a heartbeat.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that's when everybody comes, everybody's first time when they come in, they're all anxious about it. And we're chatting and I'm working. And then I said, okay, you're done. And they're like, what do you mean I'm done? I said, well, yeah, you're done. And they're like, well, I didn't feel it. I said, well, that's the whole goal. So I'll go through the process. It takes about, you know, a minute. I'll describe it to you. So you were right, exactly. Thank you for reading the book. And the female tic-tac-sized pellets go in the upper outer buttock because there's a fat pad there. Testosterone pellets have to be in fat. You can't put them in muscle. And what you do is you just inject a little bit of local anesthesia to numb up the skin, and then you make a little 2-millimeter poke in the skin and use a little skinny metal straw with a plunger, and you push the pellets in. And it's totally painless because fat has very few nerve endings, and you've numbed them up anyway, and the skin's numb from your local anesthetic injection. With men, they don't get it in the upper outer buttock, despite the fact that almost every commercial testosterone pellet clinic out there puts them in the buttock, because after the second or third, you know, treatment with these pellets every 4 months, you end up having very little fat in your upper outer buttock if you're a man. And so these clinics, unfortunately, put them in the muscle, which causes all sorts of problems and pain, and we won't even go into that because it's just the wrong thing to do, and they keep doing it. Men get it in the love handle because a male love handle never goes away unless you're about to starve to death. And you just put it deep into the fat there. And same process, though. You just numb up the skin, and then you put some lidocaine down into the fat, and you let it sit for about 7 to 10 minutes, and you make a little poke in the skin. And there's a metal straw with a plunger, and you just load up the pellets like you would the chamber of a gun, and you use a plunger, and you push the pellets in. It doesn't hurt at all. You don't even know they're going in, except you sort of feel like a little pressure, and that's it. And then you put a skin tape over it. There's no stitches or anything because it's a tiny hole. And, you know, that's pretty much the whole story of what happens. You got to not do any high-impact activity for 1 week afterwards, whether you're male or female. But you can do walking, and you can do, you know, upper body weightlifting. And then after a week, you can do pretty much anything you want.
But, I mean, you normally could just go on about your business and carry on your life. Even if you don't do a lot of intensive exercise, you can still go on living and do all the normal things that you would continue to do. It's just you have to watch your exercise levels and how crazy they get. Yeah, for 1 week, that's it. All right, now see.
Yeah, so I have people come in and then they go back to work, right? That's the way you get it done.
You see, now I had to explain that, Dr. Mark, because everybody is probably thinking, oh, my God, can you imagine the size of that needle? You know, yeah. And see, I had to ask you that. Thank you for explaining exactly how the procedure is done. I feel a whole lot better about it going and having it done. Here's the one thing, though. There have been guys out there, and I don't know if the media and these other companies that are not related to you, Dr. Mark, are taking advantage of the situation because, see, people, they listen to this stuff on the radio and they think, oh, well, I'll just go to this clinic. They'll do my blood work. They'll check my testosterone level and they'll do something to fix it so I can be a stud and have sex like a 20-year-old again, even though I'm in my 70s. And I'm looking at this going, man, that does not sound like Dr. Mark. That doesn't sound like something he would be advocating. I've got to ask you, why are these people allowed to get away with this?
Oh, my gosh. People are allowed to get away with everything. You know, just look at our government currently. So the issue with sex and testosterone pellets is a double-edged sword, okay? Because clearly, if your testosterone's low, whether you're male or female, and the vast majority of males and females after 45 or 50 have very low testosterone, testosterone will improve your sex life, but it will only improve it to the way you used to be at best back in your 20s. Now, there's other aspects to your sex life that have play a big role, such as chronic diseases, medications, drugs and alcohol, you know, the wear and tear on the veins in your sex organs, that sort of thing. But in general, the majority of people on testosterone pellets have a significant benefit as far as their sex life goes. And I have a chapter in the book about it that really, a lot of my readers have said, is one of the more interesting chapters they've ever read in a book, because it describes the sexual anatomy of men and women and how testosterone affects it. You've read that chapter, I assume?
That's chapter 14, my man. Sexual function restoration with testosterone. And see, the thing is, yep. It goes for women too, because see, the older we get, and I'm not trying to get graphic here, folks. I'm talking about like dryness, vaginal dryness and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of this is a contributor because of the loss of testosterone in the system and the estrogen. I mean, stress causes a lot of that. This is what I'm reading in the book. This is what I like about it. When I was thumbing through the chapters and I came on this one, I'm going, man, what they say about improving your sex life is true. And my wife and I are looking at each other going, man, this guy's come up with some really, medically, this is huge. So, you know,
it is huge. You know, what people don't realize, especially women, and especially, unfortunately, their female doctors, the OBGYNs, don't realize, is that 100% of the estrogen inside your cells, whether it's bone cells or muscle cells or vaginal cells, 100% of that estrogen inside the cell is made inside the cell from testosterone. Estrogen, if you give a woman an estrogen pill or estrogen patch or estrogen cream, it does not go across the cell membranes. It does not go into the cells where it can work. So I never give women estrogen pellets. It's just the absolute wrong thing to do medically. There's no science basis to it since the year 2000 when we found out this truth that all estrogen is made from testosterone. You know, they've known this empirically because they tried to give women estrogen to make their bones stronger because bone cells need a lot of estrogen to grow, and it did nothing. The only time you can improve bone density is by giving them testosterone, because testosterone is actively pulled across the cell membrane into the cell. Then the bone cells can make estrogen, and then they can build more bone. And it's the same thing, you know, with the vagina or any other cells. You know, so if you want to be able to improve sexual function and you're a female and you have dryness and thin mucosa and you're having trauma when you try to have sex and it's just really very painful and unpleasant, it's testosterone that you need. It's not estrogen. And so it's very hard when you have a pharmaceutical industry based on treating all menopausal women with patented formulations of estrogen to fight with science and truth, because it interferes with their revenues.
Wow. And see, the thing is that all these people out there that are pushing bioidentical hormones as part of naturopathy, I'm just kind of looking at this going, wow, what an argument.
Yeah, well, the testosterone's bioidentical, but you know, when a woman is 8 or 10 or 12, you know, she's perfectly healthy and she doesn't have circulating estrogen at any significant level more than her, you know, brother who's 8 or 10 or 12. So anyway, nobodywantsyouhealthy.com, and thank you for having me.
I appreciate it, Dr. Mark Richards. Thank you so much, and thank you for your phone call, Eric. Man, we're getting a lot accomplished here today. We got solutions. You know, Dr. Mark, if you can stay on for just a minute, I want to talk to you a little bit about the funding of this thing and what you're trying to accomplish here. We appreciate you staying on if you can. We'll be back after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall, which is now open, by the way, 877-817-9829. Stay with us.
On daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Yes, friends. And you are my friend. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Because knowledge is power. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time on this Friday with Dr. Mark Richards. We're having him back on for a little more of this segment. We were talking about this book, Nobody Wants You Healthy. And you know, we're doing some comparison. I'm talking to my lovely wife off camera, and she goes, you know, Kelly Clarkson is pushing all these weight loss gummies and stuff like this. And I'm going, yeah, but why? Why are they able to do junk like this? And then they get everybody hooked on gummies. And I'm just like, I don't know what's in these things. But, you know, if you're from what everything that Dr. Mark Richards was saying in our last segment, I'm going to get back to this here because I want to talk about the financial aspects of this. Why we need more of these treatment centers, what's being done. But I'm especially looking at this situation that Dr. Mark brought up in the last segment of the show about obesity and whether or not these regular testosterone treatments have shown, and this is the pellet treatments we've been talking about on the show, for people that have serious weight issues, Dr. Mark, have you seen results with this of people losing weight and keeping it off?
I certainly have. I've seen very good results. The, you know, it's not 100%. Nothing's 100%, but a significant, well over 50%, probably well over 70%, maybe even over 80% of the
of the people that are overweight that get on the testosterone pellets do end up losing weight over a year or so. Now, there was a fascinating five-year study that was done by a testosterone pellet group in the Middle East. And what they found was that the weight loss, the body fat loss, continued over the entire 5 years. So whereas they may have lost 5% of their body fat the first, you know, year, then they lost another, you know, by year two, they had lost 7%. You know, by year three, they'd lost 9%. They keep on losing more body fat every year, the people on this pellet. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that testosterone is our oldest hormone. Evolutionarily speaking, once we went from single cells to multiple cell organisms, they needed a hormone so that the cells could communicate with each other, because it was no longer just a single cell. And that's what a hormone is really for, is to tell cells on how to behave. So because of that, testosterone is almost a mother hormone. It not only makes all the estrogen inside your cells, but it influences things like a hormone called IGF-1, which makes your cells sensitive to insulin so you don't become diabetic. It creates something called adiponectin, which actually makes you use body fat as a calorie source, as opposed to using all your calories to make more fat. So there's a lot of things like this that testosterone does. Inflammation, for example, there's these inflammatory factors that, you know, may have heard of during the COVID articles. It's called cytokines. And testosterone reduces the inflammatory cytokines and increases the anti-inflammatory cytokines. A German-Italian study showed that men with low testosterone had a 9 times higher rate of ending up in the ICU and dying from COVID than men with high testosterone. And it is because testosterone regulates inflammation and prevents you from becoming overly inflamed and clotting and dying. So there's a lot of things testosterone does. Yes, one of them is the fact that it reduces your body fat significantly over time.
So does Medicare, because I know a lot of our people are on it, does Medicare cover these treatments?
You know, not many insurances cover these treatments. I cannot tell you if Medicare covers it or not, because I am don't participate with any insurances or Medicare or so on. I know some insurances cover testosterone supplementation for men with documented low levels. The issue is that a lot of times the amount that they will pay the patient is actually at or below the cost of the pellet. So it's volunteer work, and no clinic can stay in business accepting insurance for that. So all of my patients pay out of pocket. They find it a great deal because of the improvement in health and the decrease in their other health care costs. They save money. And then they can apply it to their insurance. So people with health savings accounts frequently, men and women frequently get reimbursed in full. People with regular insurance, with men, I would say over 50% get some money back from their insurance. With women, I'd say maybe 10% get some their insurance. It doesn't cover the full cost, but it helps.
You would think, Dr. Mark, that all these insurance companies are the ones that sounds like they need to wake up, because of the fact that, I mean, if they want people to not have to, I mean, look at, we already know the actuarial tables are saying in this day and age, more and more people are dying young. And I don't know if it's because of the COVID jab. I mean, it could be. The other thing that we're looking at is now this, because they're not taking care of themselves. We get a lot of people out there with borderline diabetes that you're now intimating that there's a possibility of reversing all of this by taking the jab. And the insurance companies, you would think, because they're so into this wellness program, that they'd want to be getting behind stuff like this. Is there a move in your direction by your group to educate these insurance companies as to the benefits of doing this?
You raise a really fascinating question, Dave. So life insurance companies would be really pushing testosterone pellets on their insured, because you're reducing chronic diseases and you're increasing life expectancy, and they would do well with that. The problem with health insurance companies is they don't necessarily want you healthy. And you're saying, well, how can that be? Well, the way the system's rigged is that the insurance companies, health insurance companies, are highly regulated by states. they can keep about 25% of their premium for administrative expenses and profit. Their premiums are regulated every year and reviewed based on the claims that they had submitted. So the higher the claims are that are submitted, the higher rate they'll be able to charge the following year. You with me?
I am.
So it, in a very bizarre way, it actually benefits them financially over the long run to have a sick population, the way our regulatory system of the insurance companies is written. It's just, when I was writing my book and I was coming across, I was like, why can't I get insurance companies to push this? And it's because it really is against their financial interest. But I'll tell you, a group that really would be interested in this would be industry, because, you know, companies are going bankrupt because of healthcare costs. Our country is going bankrupt because of healthcare costs. But there's a entrapment with the funding from the pharmaceutical industry that's going against that. So if the pharmaceutical industry is the largest political lobbying donor of any industry by a factor of two, who do you think the politicians are working for? Okay, and those politicians then appoint FDA regulators, and the FDA is funded in large part by pharmaceutical industry. And then the FDA administrators retire from the FDA and get million-dollar jobs in the pharmaceutical industry. So who is really working for the U.S. citizens? That's the problem. And this is what the title of the book came from, that nobody wants you healthy, because we have a regulatory system and an administrative system that is counterproductive to the needs of the population. So I think we have to get the population educated. We need to get physicians educated, because most physicians really want their patients to be healthy and happy. We just need to get them educated, understand what's going on, and then harness the power of corporations and corporate industry to get this thing done and across the finish line.
Yeah, well, given what happened during the COVID pandemic and the number, they're still pushing these COVID jabs, and the truth is coming out right now that these things not only have no benefit at all, but they actually have been harming and killing people. This seems to work just the opposite of everything that we're trying to achieve here with this discussion. Dan in New Jersey, you were on the phone with Dr. Mark Richards. Go ahead.
Good morning, friends. I have two questions. First, what is the brand name and manufacturer of the testosterone pellets so that I can look at their website and safety information?
Well, there's a number of compounding pharmacies which are regulated by the FDA as what's called a 503B. And so the 503B pharmacies are in bulk to clinics across the country, as long as they get the state license as well in any particular state. And so that's how they're regulated. So they're regulated like a manufacturing facility of Squibb or Pfizer would be regulated. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Second question. I'll be as delicate as possible. Perhaps 30 or more years ago, I remember reading in a Playboy magazine that when a woman performs oral sex on her partner, she receives a massive dose of testosterone from the man, and that will increase her sexual desire. Any truth to that?
No, but it was, that's a pretty good story, but no, there's no truth to that.
Thank you. Good job.
Appreciate that, Dan. I know none of us wanted to get that graphic, but it's Feel Good Friday. So, hey,
yeah,
I mean, we've already this week, Dr. Richards, we've already had an Australian woman get on and rave about the fact that she's had sex with 300 partners within 1 year. And I'm just like, look, I mean, if we're going to become that promiscuous, I mean, this is just crazy. This is not what, you know, I mean, God intended to be fruitful and multiply, but I mean, this is craziness. I mean, she is what, 30, I don't know, 28, 26 years old. I mean, this is the age, because we already know from your studies, Dr. Richards, that men are more virile in their 20s. Women, when they hit that prime age of 30, hormones are going crazy. We know this already based on studies. And so with a program like this and putting the testosterone back into the position metabolically where it belongs, we should be able to go back and perform as we did back then.
You know what? You should. But let's say, you know, you get your car and it's 20 years old and you get every, you know, the rings replaced and you get, you know, good gas, clean out the cylinders and spark plugs and everything. You got a car that's going to perform much better. But is it going to, how is it going to compare to a brand new car today? It's still not going to be quite as good as a brand new car today, but it's going to certainly perform a lot better. You know, in regards to, I have a funny story if you want to hear it. So
always
I'll,
do.
I'll have, yeah, well, I've had people come into my office, in this case, particularly women, said, you know, my partner has a strong sex drive. I don't have a strong sex drive anymore. I need to get these testosterone pellets. And I look and let's okay, your testosterone's low, you know, and this ought to help. I said, but I got one question for you. And she says, you know, what? Typically, I say, well, what is it? And I said, well, I said, my question is, how often did you want to have sex when you were in your mid to late 20s? And she said, oh, you know, the normal amount. I said, well, this reminds me of the Woody Allen film. I said, well, is a normal amount like, you know, twice a day, twice a week, twice a month, twice a year? And they're like, oh, you know, like twice a month. I'm like, well, okay, if that was your baseline, I can't restore you to better than your baseline. You get what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah.
So if somebody, you know, really wanted to have sex at least daily when they're in their 20s, then when the woman's back on pellets, she would certainly be very amenable or interested in sex daily. But if she was only interested in sex, you know, once or twice a month, then and when she was in her 20s, then I can't fix that set point. So it doesn't make you different than you were. It just makes you back to what you used to be. And at the same time, you have all the knowledge and maturity you do at, you know, 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, all that's still with you. So you have this knowledge and this maturity, and yet physically you can start performing more like you did in your 20s or early 30s. And that's why a lot of people that I treat are former military or they work for different, you know, agencies that require them to do counterterrorism. And the agencies they work for very much appreciate the fact that I can take, you know, a guy who's 45 and has all that knowledge from all those years of experience, put him on his testosterone pellets, and with his discipline and knowledge, he is super. He's much more effective than the 27-year-old because it's not just raw sheer force. It's tempered with experience and knowledge. Isn't that fascinating?
It is. I mean, it makes me wonder what China is doing to create the superhuman army that it's talking about creating with 20 million men. I mean, that's a lot of testosterone. But see, the thing is that there's a right way and a wrong way to do this, obviously. And now I'm going to get into, and I appreciate your question there, Dan, as interesting as it may seem, you know, there's been a lot of myths. And of course, Playboy and Penthouse and all these other rags out there, they play on that because it sells magazines, what made Larry Flint famous. But the circumstances are such that we're talking about something that used to occur and still does occur naturally in the human system. The older we get, and this is the other thing, we're talking about stress from intense military field training, the stress of everyday life, because we're all having to exist out here. And now we're talking about something that could literally help with that and bring us back down to where we used to be, to where the stress doesn't affect us that much. And people are going, my God, something like this must cost a lot of money. What? And I know that's probably the big question. Everybody's like, oh, I couldn't afford something like that if I had to pay for it out of pocket. What are we looking at on this, Dr. Mark, money-wise?
Well, the cost of the pellets really depends on what area of the country you're in. So, for example, I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, which is a very expensive area, you know, as far as salaries and rent and all that sort of thing. So my pellets for a man who comes in every 4 months, it's $1,100 every 4 months, so three times a year. For a woman, it's $550 every 3 months because she gets smaller pellets, so she's every 3 months, so $550 four times a year. Now, if you go to Manhattan, you could easily pay double or triple that. If you go to a Ohio, you could pay maybe 2/3 of that. So it depends on the area of the country that you're in.
But I mean, if you go to some place like Arkansas or Mississippi, that has a lower, well, what people look at, it's a lower standard of living or lower cost of living, you would pay less. So
exactly.
The thing is, and this is what I want to talk to you about while we have 5 minutes left of the show, is the distribution of the networks that you're trying to set up. Are you looking at like doing one per state? Is that what you're trying to push to? So people just go to like one central location in the state that works with a compounding pharmacy that can actually manufacture these as needed for the purposes of injection. Then you got to train all these people.
Right, right. So I've trained over the last 12 years, I've trained probably 180 providers across the U.S., Asia, and Europe. But, you know, it's just like putting a drop of water in the ocean. So when these VCs approach me, we're going to build a center of excellence based on provable science, backed up, doing it the right way, and I'll start training people in centers of excellence. And then we'll move that to maybe a half a dozen centers up and down the East Coast. And then 3 years down the line, after we prove it's a scalable model, we can go to private equity firms and get them to fund it so we can put hundreds, if not a thousand or so, clinics across the U.S. And that's when we start moving the needle on public health. And that's really, you know, our game plan. I don't think I gave away any secret sauce that VCs would be upset about, but that really is a secret sauce. And it's a sustainable model, and it's a model that is going to benefit the population. And the most important thing about this, Dave, is that being the science geek, we're going to have the data. We're going to have the data to show, like Health and Human Services, okay, we reduce the incidence of diabetes 50% on our population compared to the general population. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's huge.
Right?
Carolyn, I love it. Carolyn in Washington, you're on the phone with Dr. Mark Richards. Go ahead.
Hi, another delicate question. What about women that aren't interested in remarriage, or an older, or any man that's a pedophile? Will this make them horny?
That's a very good question. So let me use my 99-year-old female patient as an example. You know, she got testosterone pellets, and her quality of life was dramatically improved from, you know, as I explained before. She didn't really understand what the word libido meant. I said it might increase your libido. And so at the next visit, she said, you know, I do physical, I now have a physical trainer every week to do exercise, and he's looking pretty cute, and I'm sort of interested in him, you know, but obviously he's 50 years younger than her. And he said, but is that what you meant by libido? And I was like, yeah, that's what you mean by libido. So it depends really on what your baseline was, and it doesn't make you like a crazy horny monster. All it does is restore health so that, you know, the vaginal burning and the discomfort and maybe urinary incontinence, stress incontinence when you, you know, laugh or cough or sneeze, all that goes away and things are better. And if you wanted to have sex, you could, but it's not going to make you an uncontrollable, you know, sex maniac at all. That's just not what it does. Unless you are an uncontrollable sex maniac.
But what about just desiring it more, like for a pedophile?
Pedophiles have a whole, it's not really a hormonal based thing. It's really a mental wiring issue. So it doesn't make them, it's not going to make them more of a pedophile. They're just, they're wired wrong to start with. Even if you remove their testicles, they're still a pedophile. They just might torture their victims instead because, you know, they wouldn't be having sex, but it's different that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a heavy question, Carolyn. It's a heavy question. The healthiness is what we're looking at. And Carolyn, I appreciate your call. This is a huge topic because of the fact that here is obviously, and the book is called Nobody Wants You Healthy. That includes Big Pharma. This is the uphill battle that Dr. Mark Richards and his team are facing because, one, you got to be able to train. So that means that if you've got a doctor out there that is a holistic practitioner, maybe even these doctors can get in touch with you. And we have the contact information for those that know homeopathic doctors or doctors, medical doctors that would be open to something like this. I think that would be at least a start, is to get this in the hands of doctors that are interested.
I have a training course on November 18th, and it may well be my last training course that I provide. It's a small number of doctors I offer it to. But if they're interested in reaching out to you, I can take up to probably 10, maybe 12 doctors for that training course. And then after that, once I get a project going with the VCs, it's probably going to be a full-time job just working with them and training all of their employees.
Wow, that is huge. Folks, we're going to publish that information on the email blast that we send out. Dr. Mark Richards, man, it's been great having you on for the entire hour because, I mean, we got a lot of questions answered, even though some of them were a little unusual. But, you know, yeah. Hey, it's feel good Friday. It's okay to think like that, folks. We want you to be healthy and we want you to survive. We want all the stress to go away. I know that sex alleviates a lot of stress, right? We know that. Common denominator, but hey, the book is Nobody Wants You Healthy. Get it on Amazon. Get yourself educated, folks. We're all about solutions here. It's been fun. We're going to be back next Monday with more of the Power Hour. In the meantime, as you seek these solutions, remember God is on your side. So God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Do your part. Take a stand. See you Monday. Righteous deeds, Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.